Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. Today's daf is Irvin Daf Yud. We are on Tes Amud Beis. We had been discussing the topic of Nireh Mibachutz V'Shavet Mibifnim. If you put the lechi in a position where you can see it from the outside of the Mavui, but you cannot see it from the inside, so is that good enough? Let's see. We're Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. It's about 10 and 12 lines up. We started to read this yesterday, but it's shayach to really start from the beginning of the sugya, or at least the discussion. And let's read it straight through. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nira Mibuchutz V'Shabba Mibifnim, Nido Mishum Lechi. Meaning that works. The case where you put a lechi, let's say, on the outside of the wall of the Mavui, so you could see it from the outside, right, from the Rosh Hashanah, but not from the inside, so that is considered to be a lechi. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Muzvina Nashmaitzen, I will ask you a question from a Mishnah towards the end of the Masechta. Chatzer Ktana Shenifritza L'Gdola. If you have a small chatzer that goes into a big chatzer, so if you can imagine, we'll see, the Gemara will give an example in a second. So a small chatzer goes into a big chatzer, Gdola Muteres Uktana Asura. The big one is mutter to carry in, and the small chatzer though is aser. Because it's like the opening, the entrance to the big one, and you need an erev chatzeros to join them together. And if you don't have one, so then it's aser to carry in the small one. The Gemara says, "Vim isa." One second. However, if it's really true, "Vim isa." If it's true, specifically that near mibuchutz v'shem mifnim is a good lechi. So what happens? If you can imagine, you're in the small chatzer. It has three walls. It has one on the south side, and it has on the east and west. It has, you know, is jutting out. That comprises the three walls, and then it goes into a larger chatzer. So at the end of the small chatzer, the walls then take a right and left turn on either sides, and then get a little, you know, go straight. Let's say for a little bit of space. We'll see exactly how long. And then turn into a big chatzer. So those are two items. When the wall goes right and left on either side of the wall of the small chatzer, that should be a lechi that is near bibichutz v'shavim v'fnim, that you can see from the outside, but you can't see from the inside. If it's good lechi, why can't you carry inside the small chatzer? So ketana nami d'shtri, you should also be able to carry the small chatzer, should be mutter, b'nir bibichutz v'shavim v'fnim, because of this concept. The case is, it's important to keep in mind who says what. The Gemara is going to reference this a little bit later. Rabbi Zera says, the case is, we're going to have a bunch of ukimtas in the case. According to Rabbi Zera, the case is where the walls of the small chatzer, i.e. the walls that are on the east and west side, in our example, of the chatzer, they jut out into the larger chatzer. And therefore the lechis that lechora would be made from turning right or left from the end of the walls, that they don't line up with the edge of the wall, and that is not a good lechi. Because you need a lechi to line up with the edge of the wall. So the Gemara says, "Vlema lavud v'tishtri." So why don't you tell me that one second? If you're telling me that the wall extends into the big chatzer, so if it's close to the other wall of the chatzer, maybe specifically within three tzvachim, why don't we apply lavud? And why don't we assume that this is just one big thick wall, and that would be a lechi that is good enough, that lines up and that extends to the end of the wall, and that would be good. So the Gemara says, "I v'chitem b'mefalge tuva." And if you'll tell me that the walls of the small chatzer are too far away from the walls of the big chatzer, v'atani rav adabar avimi kameder v'chaninak, that the dimensions of these chatzeros are ketana be'eser gedola be'chadisre, that the width of the small chatzer is 10 amos, the width of the big chatzer is 11 amos. So if you have two walls jutting into the big chatzer, and you have one amma difference in width between the small chatzer and the big chatzer, so one amma is six tvachim, so you have three tvachim on each side, and therefore you should still be able to say lavud. So maravina, again, important to remember who says what, b'mefulagin, mikotel zeh b'shnayim u'mikotel zeh be'arba. It's not in the middle, says Ravina. It's not 3 and 3. It's really 2 and 4. And therefore, 4 is 2. We're holding that 4 tvachim is too far away for Lovud, and therefore it's no good. The Gemara says, Velema Lovud Meruach Echad V'Tishris. Okay, so how many sides do you need a Korah, a Lechi on? Right, so the other side is two Tvachim away, so why don't we see Lovud over there? Then you have a Lechi on one side of the Chatzer, the Mavui, or whatever it is, and that should be fine. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Hida, Amar Binan Shnei Pasim. Really, it's Rabbi Shita who says that you need a lechi on both sides. Titania, like we learned in a brisa. Excuse me. We learned this in a couple of blot. Chatzer niteres bepas echad Rebbe, or Rebbe Shnei Pasim. The brisa says simply, very clearly, that Rebbe says you need two lechis. So there are three ukimtas here in the case. According to Rebbe Zera, the walls extend into the big chatzer. According to Ravina, it's 10 into 11, that the chatzer, the small chatzer is 10, the big chatzer is 11, but it's not even in the middle. The walls are 2 tefachim away from one side and 4 from the other side. And finally, the third ukimta is that the Mishnah is holding the Ravi, who says that you need a lechi on both sides, so therefore the 2 tefachim lovud lechi on the right side, or whatever, whichever side it is not good enough. You need on both. The Gemara says, hi, Mai, what are you talking about? What's going on over here? How does this work? If you'll tell me that Nirmi B'chutz Shavim B'fnim Eino Nidda Mishim Lechi, that the case of Nirmi B'chutz Shavim B'fnim is not a good Lechi, and you don't need all these Ukimtas, right? You don't need all these Ukimtas that it extends in, and then it's whatever. Meaning, it could just be when the Mishnah says, when the Brisa says that it's no good, that's fine. Because the whole question was, if Nirim B'chutz Shavim B'fnim works, why shouldn't it work? Right? Therefore, you cannot carry inside the small chatzer. V'Rebbe Savar La K'Rabbi Yossi, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi, who said, what's Rabbi Yossi say? That a lechi needs to be at least 3 tefachim wide. One second, why is that relevant? I mean, it needs to be at least that wide for to be right, because if it's not 3 tefachim wide, then it is no good. Rabbi Zeira, the Ravina left side, you don't need the two adjustments of Rabbi Zeira and Ravina, and therefore Mishum Hachik Ketana Eser Gdola Abachad Esrei. That's why we have the dimensions of 10 and 11, because Mishum the Rabbi Savra like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi holds a Rabbi Yossi that you need these 3 tefachim on either side to make a lechi. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach us, or the Brisa is trying to teach us, that the chatzer has to be one amma bigger than the small chatzer, and therefore you split the 3 and 3 on both sides, because the minimum shear for a lechi is 3 tefachim long. That's literally the chiddush of the Brisa. So that works out if you're telling me that Nirim B'chutz Shavim B'fnim is not a good lechi. Ela I amis Nirim B'chutz Shavim B'fnim nido mishum lechi, but if you're telling me that it is a good lechi, with the Rabbi Zera, the Ravina, Isa, and you do need the qualifications that the walls of the small chutz are going to the big chutz, and it's 2 and 4, not 3 and 3. Rabbi lo sover like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi that the lechis need to be at least 3 tefachim, because you see on the side of 2, right, that it is a good lechi. So gedola ba'achad shelamalei. So why does the Brisa say? Why do we say that the big chutz has to be 11? Either way, if you're telling me that the whole point is to tell me that you're allowed to carry in the big chatzer, so be'eser v'shnei tefachim sagit. Right, it doesn't need to be 11 tefachim, 11 amos, it can be even 10 amos and 2 tefachim. Right, because you'd have a little tiny bit on either side, and that would be fine, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi that you need at least 3 tefachim for each lechi. So you just make it 10 tefachim and a little bit, so you have a small lechi on either side. Vila Mishri Lekatana Kasi, and if the chiddush is that you're not allowed to carry in the small one, so Lafagina Lashminan Demifagituva. Why don't you just teach me that the big one is much wider than the small one, and it's impossible to get the extended walls from the small chatzer close enough to the walls of the big chatzer? Right? Why did you choose 11 specifically? Right? Elalav Shmamina, rather, because the Brisa chooses 10 and 11 specifically, it must be that Nirim B'chutz Shavim B'fnim Eino Nidon Mishum Lechi, that if you can see it from the outside but not from the inside, it is not a good Lechi. Shmamina. And that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. Now, obviously, because sometimes things get complicated, that's not actually going to be the conclusion of the Gemara. So let's see a little further. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Lo Shmili Ha Shmeitza. I never heard that halacha. Now, Abaye said back to him, Rav Yosef got sick as he was older, and Abaye very often in the Gemara would remind him of things that he had taught them. So, Amalei Abaye, Ata Martini Holland, Vaha Martini Holland. This, you actually taught us this halacha, and this is what you said. To Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Hamosheichim Dofno Shalmavui. If the Lechi is straight up, that extends with the wall of the Mavui, meaning the wall of the Mavui goes towards the Shusha Rabim, meaning you put the Lechi at the end of that wall, extending into the Shusha Rabim. So, Pachas Me'arba Amos, Nidam Mishum Lechi. If it's less than Dalat Amos, then it's considered a Lechi. Mishtamish im chudo apnimi, and you can carry up until right, the innermost part of the lechi. Arba amos mit lechi is dalat amos nido mishum mavui. Right, we said the minimum shear for a mavui is dalat amos. So if the lechi itself extends dalat amos into the rishus harabim, so then is the airspace across from it is considered to be a lechi. Is considered to be a mavui. But also the shtamish bekulo, and you're not allowed to carry in all of it because you need another lechi to be matur carrying in this new lechi, or in this new mavui. The at armis lanala, and you said, Rav Yosef, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, that you said to us that shmamina tzlas, we learned three things from this. That shmamina ben lechayim, also that you're not allowed to carry between the lechis, right, again, because that's what the Abaye said, you can only carry up until the innermost part of the lechi. We see that the minimum shear, as I just mentioned, for a mavui is dalat amos. And we see that nirim v'chutz sham bifnim actually works, because if you put the lechi at the edge of the wall and jut it out into a shizra abim, you can't see it from the inside. But you're telling me that that's a good lechi. So apparently you see that nirim v'chutz sham bifnim is a good lechi. What's the halacha? And sure enough, the halacha is that it's good. Gemara says, one second, tiyufta v'hilchasa? We just had a tiyufta, that whole back and forth, that whole logic. Remember what we just did for the first complicated 10 to 15 minutes of today's daf? That proved that it's not a good lechi. So how could you tell me that the halacha is that it is a good lechi? So Gemara says, and you can even have sometimes a tiyufta, a refutation, and a halachasa, and the halacha is still against that refutation. Because Rabbi Chiya quoted that shita. So apparently we see that it actually is good. And even though it's rejected, based on the whole back and forth logic from the Mishnah on. Excuse me, so sorry. Baruch Hashem, busy day. Okay, on the Mishnah later in the parak. Towards the end of the Masechta, actually. Okay, where is that Mishnah? Is Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. Okay, fine. Okay, now, we just spent 10 or so blot talking about the first line in the Mishnah, so now if you want to just flip back to the beginning of the Masechta, just to remind yourself what exactly is going on in the Mishnah. Again, we had said, okay, that was talking about how high Mavui a Korah can be, then we had a bunch of all these side topics. Now, we're starting to talk about v'harachav me'esra amos yimayit, and if it's 10 amos wide, so then you need to make it smaller, but if you have a tzeres ha-pesach, so then it's fine, even if you have more than 10 amos in the entrance, or the exit, rather, of the mavui. So, Amar Abaye says, Tana, we should teach the Mishnah, v'harachav me'esra yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda omer eno tzorech limayit. And just like Rabbi Yehuda, again, we had mentioned this earlier, just like Rabbi Yehuda argues about the height, that you don't need to bring a korah lower than 20 amos, so too he agrees that if the exit of the mavui is wider than 10 amos, you do not need to make it smaller. Vad kama, how far can you go? So some Rav Achai kamei d'Rav Yosef l'meimar, he thought to say, I shlosh esrei ama ushlish, until 13 and a third amos. That is a very random number. Where'd you get that from? So the Gemara is going to explain. The Kavachomer mi pase biros. It's a Kavachomer from the case of pase biros. What is that? So we'll see in the second parak. Chazal were mekel in the following case. Back in the day, Aliyah Regel wasn't so poshut. It was a multi-day trip. And if you had, let's say, this year, Yontif falls out a lot on Shabbos, but let's say Pesach this year falls out on Sunday. So let's say you had that's a bad example because you have to get to your Yerushalayim, you have to go on Pesach. All right, anyway, Lamaisa, let's say you had to travel on Shabbos. You had to travel on Shabbos to be Ola Regel. So what do you do in Rosh Hashanah to give water to your animals? Right? Let's say you're walking Rosh Hashanah, you set up camps, and you can imagine that, you know, back in the day, the highway, right, no cars, it's probably very beautiful with all these tents set up or whatever, thousands of people making their way to Yerushalayim. It's probably a very emotional sight. But how did you get water from a well, a public well, for your animals on Shabbos? You are camped out, presumably, in Rosh Hashanah. A well is Rosh Hashanah. How did you get water from that well for your animals to drink? So Chazal, as we'll see, were very makel. They allowed you to set up some really makel situation. That you could put four L-shaped pieces on each of the corners around the well. Those L-shaped pieces, if I'm not mistaken, were one amma in one direction and one amma in another direction. And you could have a ton of empty space between those two. And the animal would walk through into, you know, towards the well, and that would close off the quote-unquote Rishus Hayachid and allow the animal to drink from the well without getting the water from the Rishus Hayachid into the Rishus Harabit. Now, the maximum shear for the space between these L's is 13 and a third amos, as we'll learn in the second parak. So that's where he got the number from. He wanted to make a kavachomer from this case of pase biros. Uma pase biros, back in the Gemara. So uma pase biros she hasrasa shehitarta bahen parutz mu ba'ala omed. Just like in the case of pase biros, where they allowed much more parutz, much more open space than the omed, than the closed off space, right? Because these little L-shaped things are only one amma in each direction, and you have 13 and the third amos of empty space. So, but in that case, lo hatarta bahem yoser mishlosh esrei amo shlish, right? They capped the space at 13.3. So mavui shaloi hatarta bo parutz meruba alomid, a mavui that does not have that leniency of having so much extra space. You can't have more extra open space than wall. Obviously, they would not allow more than 13 and a third amos. So Gemara says, no, maybe that's exactly the point. Right? Already by Pasi Biros, when you're being more makil by allowing this tremendous open space, you need to cap that, be more machmir somewhere. And you couldn't allow it to have more than 13 and a third amos. But mavui shalowitzrata bo parts meruba alomid, right? But mavui that does not have this heather, tati bar yotzer, you give them amos shlish, maybe they'll let you have more than a 13 and a third amos space for the width of the mavui. Inami lidach kisa, or you could say the other way. Pasi biaros de akilas bohu chad kula. Once you be mako by Pasi Biros, well, this whole thing is a mako kula dika institution, so we'll add another kula. But mavoi klakolos, but mavoi, what do you mean? You can't add all these kulas, right? These are serious mavoi, it's a serious business. So Tani Levi mavoi shuruch. So the Gemara, that's it. So the Gemara does not answer how far Rabbi Yehuda would let a mavui be before requiring you to make it smaller.
Okay.
Tani, we learned in a brisa. Tani Levi. Levi taught us in a brisa. Mavui shu rochav esrim alma. Let's say the entrance to a mavui is 20 almas. No weights, right, again, you have to make it less than 10, according to the Tanakhama. So no weights kona be ense iso vedayo. You can stick a pole in the middle of it, and that is enough. Now, in Islam, you need once you have less than 10, meaning what are you doing? You're sticking a pole in the middle, and that obviously makes it two exits of less than 10 amos each, and then you can fix it with a lechi or a korah. So, v'hu tani la, v'hu amar la. So, Levi taught this price out. Then he said, by the way, ein halacha goes a mishnah. That's actually not the halacha. Igadamri, some people say, Amar Shmuel Mishmeri Levi, Ein Halacha Kosa Mishnah. Okay, maybe Shmuel said the name of Levi, that's not the Halacha. Ellis, the Gemara says, well, if that's not the Halacha, Hechi Avin. Right, what do you do? Right, you have a Mavui that's 20 amos wide, what do you do? So Amar Shmuel, and this is again, if you have diagrams, so it is advisable to get them now, if your Gemara does not have them. So Amar Shmuel Mishmeri Levi, You make a pas, a piece of wood. You make a board. You or some sort of wall or whatever. That is 10 tefachim tall and 4 amos long. Umamido la'arko shel mavui. And you put it in the middle, extending into the mavui, so that the wide, I guess the long way into the mavui. If you can imagine, it's extending into the mavui. The thin part is pointing towards the Rishus HaRabim. That winds up clean on the exit of the mavui, and the 4 almost long part is extending into towards the mavui. So that again will split because that's the minimum shear of a mechitza. So that will split the exit of the mavui into two separate mavuis. And neither are obviously if it's 20 long, so then that will be less than 10 and less than 10, and that will work out. Then you can fix it with a lechi or a korah. Inami, or could Rav Yehuda, you could say like Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shu Rachav, Chamesh Yisrei Amo, if the Mavui is 15 Amos wide, so then Marchik Shnei Amos, Veosepas Shalosh Amos. You can, 2 Amos away from one side of the wall, you can make a pas, a board, that is 3 Amos wide, and that Lamaisa gets you down from 15 to not 12 but 10, because we view the 2 amos between the 3 amos board and the wall as closed off. Because, and this is the concept of, again, we've mentioned it several times already, even today, but Omid Meruba Alapar, it said if you have more wall than space, we view the space as if it's closed up. Now the Gemara is going to try and figure out why Rabbi Yehuda chose that construction. Again, if you have a 15 amma wide mavui, you take a 3 amma wide board, place it 2 ammas away from the wall, and that in effect will close it off to be a 10 amma wide exit, and with halakhically 5 amos of a wall on the other side where you have the 3 and the 2, and that will be obviously 10 amos long, and then you can fix it again with a lechi or a korah. So the Gemara says, Ve'amai. So why did you do it like that? Yasepas amos mechta. Why don't you just take a board that's 1.5 amos long? Sorry, bunch them over here. Just thought I was going to skip a line. Ve'amai. Yasepas amos mechta. Take a board that's 1.5 amos long. V'yarchik shte amos, and put it 2 amos away from the wall. V'yasepas amos mechta. And make another board that is 1.5 amos long. Meaning, you have one. One second. Which case is this? Yeah. So you should take. So you should take a board that's 1.5 amos long, put that flush up against the wall of the mavui. You can take a space that's 2 amos wide and put another 1.5 amma wide long board in the ground over there. So that is going to be, again, that will get you the 5 amos that you need. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't do that. He didn't say you should do that. So Shmamina, apparently, what does he say? That Omen Ruba Alaparetz Mishte Ruchos Lahave Omed. That we don't say that if you have Omen Ruba Alaparetz by both sides, it doesn't count. Meaning, when the space is bigger than both of the boards on the other side, again, because the construction is 1.5 board, 2 amma space, 1.5 board. So the 2 amma space is bigger than each board. So that in that case, apparently, Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not going to say Omed Meruba Alaparetz, that we view the entire thing as closed off. Gemara says, "La'olam really emelcha haviyomid." No, Rabbi Yehuda could really tell you that that is going to be omid meruba alaparetz, that we view it entirely as closed off. So why did he suggest that? Shani hacha de asi avira de hagisa avira de hagisa mevatale. Because what do you in that construction? What about the second board? The second board is 1.5 amos long. You have 2 amos of space on the left and 10 amos of space on the right. Well, we're seeing right now, that if you have more open space than board on both sides of a wall, So that will be mevatel the wall, and just like you can view an empty space like it's halachically a wall, we view the wall as if it's halachically not there. So when you have a 1.5 amma board, bordered on both sides by more than 1.5 amma of space, that is no good. So that's why Rav Yehuda did not say that should be the construction. The Gemara tries again. V'yasa pas amma, why don't you take a 1 amma board, 1 amma long board, wide board. Again, I apologize if I keep on exchanging wide and long. Basically, I'm trying to describe a board that goes 10 tefachim high, and we're talking about the width, really, not the length, but the width that's going to go across the entrance of the mavoi. So I apologize again if it's unclear when I keep on substituting width and length. We're talking about the distance across the face of the mavoi. Again, if you're looking at pictures, you probably didn't get confused, but if you're not, so I apologize. Because it is a little bit hard to describe. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, why didn't V'yaseh pas amma? Why don't you make one board that's an amma wide? V'yarchik amma, and then space out an amma. V'yaseh pas amma, and make another board that's an amma. V'yarchik amma, V'yaseh pas amma, and make a third board that's also an amma wide, an amma off. Meaning, why didn't you have 3 amma boards and 2 ammas of space? So you'd have board, space, board, space, board. So there, in that case, again, you have 5 amos, you have 3 amos of board, 2 amos of space. Why don't you do board, space, board, space, board? And that way, again, you have 2 spaces and 3 boards, and that would be totally fine. So Shmaya, apparently, what do you see? Omri b'paritz aser. Right? When, apparently, Rav Yehuda would hold that if the opening, if the space is equal to the board, again, if you have 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, so then that's all equal. Apparently, that's no good that we do not say omri b'ruba. Alaparts. So the Gemara says, "La'olam im lechamot." Really, I'll tell you that no, that is fine. That would be closed off. That would be considered 5 amos of wall. But Shemiyacha, why do you suggest that here? The asa avira the ha'igiza of the ha'igiza umatale. Because again, you would have the last korah, the last board would be mevatel, because on the right side it has 1 amma, and on the left side it has 10 amos. This chiddush is that if you have a space on the right or on one side of a board or that is equal in length or in width, so that's going to be mevatelit, right? We said before if you have more than space than board on both sides, it's being mevatel. Here we're suggesting that even according to Rav Yehuda, if you have equal distant amounts of space plus on one side and a bigger space on the other side, that would be mevatel the board. So finally, the Gemara says another case. I think this is the last one. So why don't you take a board that's 1.5 amos wide, put it an amma away from the wall, and then take another board that's 1.5 and put that 1 amma away from the other 1.5 board, so that you have wall, 1 amma of space, 1.5 amma of board, 1 amma of space, and 1.5 amma board. That gives you 5, again, that still has 5 ammas of space, 3 ammas of wall, and 2 ammas of empty space. Right, you're not going to say they're going to be mevatel of the other board, because you have 10 on one side of it, but you only have 1 on the other side, and this board is 1.5 ammas long. So why don't you do that? So Gemara says, in Achinami, you could have. If we kuli high, lo etchuchur abanan. But Chazal did not want to be matriachu to make 2 boards. So apparently it was more of a pain to make 2 1.5 amma boards and put it in twice. So they only made you install 1 board that was 3 amos long. Okay. All right, another question, sorry, and then we get on to a different topic. If Rabbi Yehuda says, again, that you're going to have an opening of 2 amos, a board of 3 amos, and then an opening of 10, and that's fine, so why aren't we nervous that people will start walking through the space that's 2 amos wide? Right, that would mess things up. As we said earlier on Daf Hey, I believe, that if you have an entrance that people stop going through, so that's going to mess up the Lechi, the Korah, by the main entrance, because everybody's going through the other side. So it's not going to, meaning the foot traffic goes the other direction, it's not going to be good. It's a chazaka that people won't do this. What difference between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who said that, again, a Lechi and the Korah is no good if you have a space in a side wall because people are going to go through the sidewall now and not the Lechi of the Korah. Again, you can imagine if the Lechi of the Korah is supposed to, you know, remind people they're going into Rishus HaRabim, so if you have a breach or a break in the sidewall, people that necessarily may not necessarily see the Lechi or the Korah. So why is it different over here? So the Gemara says, Hasam kamamai be'ilucha, hacha, lo kamamai be'ilucha. Yeah, in the case of Rabbi Amram be'asi, you have a break in the side wall, so people will cut through that to get to Rishus HaRabim. Well, that's saving them time. But here, what are you doing? You're still going out the same entrance. Now you're just kind of maneuvering your body and squeezing between the two Amma exit and not walking out the main 10 Amma exit. So people are not going to do that. That's the Chazaka. Okay. Now that we talked about Omer Ruba Alaparetz, we have an interesting case that is similar in principle, but not similar in topic whatsoever. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah. Or Ha'asla. The leather of an asla. An asla in modern Hebrew is a toilet seat, and you're going to see that that's exactly what this is as well. The leather on a toilet seat, v'chalal shalo, and the opening, mitzdarfim betefach, will combine if it's a tefach. Now, what does that mean? So the minimum shear for an ohel to be mahil on a mace. Right? Again, we've mentioned several times in the Stuff You Only Cycle about the concept of ohel, that if you have a piece of a mace, or a mace, but let's say take a piece, because here we're talking about small sizes, if you have a piece of a mace that is metame, and you have an ohel that's at least a tefach above it, so it will transmit tumah to everything else that is underneath this ohel. So the airspace on the toilet seat and the leather around it will combine to be mitzdarif if you have a mace or a piece of a mace in the toilet, and that will be metame anything else that is in the toilet. That's the case. My or hasla, the Gemara asked, just to clarify, I'm not sure if they knew what it was or and they were just in shock, or no, they probably just were trying to clarify what it was. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, or kisei shel beis hakisei. Sure enough, it is the leather on top of a toilet seat. And this is fascinating. At least I love getting these little snippets of kind of history between the Rishonim and the Gemara. If you look at Rashi or Asla, it's the second semi-wide line. He says, Or ha'asui lebeza kisei shel sarim. Excuse me. That sure enough, officers and noblemen had not only nicer houses, but they had nicer toilets. They had leather toilet seats. Covers, at least. So that's if you combine the leather that's around with the hole inside in between, so that's going to be a tavach. That's going to be if you have a kazayis mace underneath it and you have kelim or whatever reason. So it is metame ba'ohel. But again, the toilet seat doesn't have to be on. It could just be off, right? It could be unattached and it's still over a mace. Okay, right? You don't have to construct a case where a guy is literally sitting on the toilet. Yeah. So it could be that the toilet seat itself is just somewhere else and it is mahil over a mace or a piece of a mace. Okay. Either way, so fine. So the Gemara says, again, v'kama. And how much is the space that can that will be enclosed by the toilet seat around it? So he also, Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. He said, it's ba'ayim mikan, it's ba'ayim mikan. Two fingers on one side, two fingers on the other side, it's ba'ayim revach ba'emsa, and two fingers in the middle. So if you have two, in terms of the width, so that is fine. That will create, I don't know if it's fine, but that will create an ohel. That's good enough. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he said that etzba mechza mikan ve'etzba mechza mikan, 1.5 and 1.5 on either side, and the etzba revach ba'emsa, and one finger space in the middle. So 1.5, 1. And 1.5. Rabbi said to Rav Dimi, is it a focus between you and Ravin? So Amar Lei Lo, he said back to him, no. Habrav Ravasa, Habazutrasa. We're just talking about the size of the fingers. Right? Velo pligi, and there's no machlokas. Right? Depending on if you have fat fingers or thin fingers, right? That just gonna difference in terms of how many fingers you're going to hold it. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said back to Rav Dimi, what are you lying? What are you talking about? Pligisu. It is a machlokas. It's machlokas in our concept where we have omed meruba ala paretz mishnei ruchos, where the from where both sides of the omed of the, in our case it was a wall, here it's a toilet seat, both sides, excuse me, is bigger than the middle side, it's going to invalidate the middle side, the middle wall, or the middle seat. Again, if you can imagine, you have a toilet seat that has two sides. Yeah, let's say it's easier to imagine if you can imagine in a square or a rectangle that you have one side of the toilet seat and then you have a space. But the other side of the toilet seat is also a space. So that would be, what's it called? Omen Ruba ala Parutz Mishtei Ruchos. No, I apologize. No, that's not Shabbat. Omen Ruba ala Parutz Mishtei Ruchos simply is when you have two sides of wall or toilet seat, which is greater than the space in between. Lididcha, right, okay, my bad, sorry, let's start that again. Amalei, Abayis, Derev Dimi, Lai, Pligisu, there is a machlokas, certainly between the two of you. Again, if you remember the measurements, it was 2, 2, and 2 for Rav Dimi, and 1.5, 1, and 1.5 for Ravin. So, Vome Bruba Alaparas Mishiruchos Pligtai, that's a machlokas. Lididcha, Have Omed Mishiruchos, according to you, Rav Dimi, again, you said 2, 2, and 2, that's considered as if there's Omed, as if there's wall or seat on both sides. And that's totally fine. Laravin, meaning even if you need both sides to outnumber the space, that still is fine. But Laravin, right, who says again 1.5, 1 and 1.5, ruach echad havi omed mishtei ruchos lo havi omed. You don't necessarily, if you need both sides to outnumber the space, then that's not considered combined. Right. If according to Ravin, if you have 1.5 versus 1, that's fine. Then we're going to if the 1 is the space, so the 1.5 walls on both, excuse me, on both sides will combine to make it flat and as if it's entirely made of wall or toilet seat. But according to Rav Dimi, so if he, since his case is 2, 2, and 2, he's going to require both of them to combine, and in that case, that would be considered as if it's one solid piece of seat. These are the low pligiso, because if you can tell me that there's no machlokas, the Ravin, Hachem and Bailele Meimar, Ravin should have said, Etzbo Shlishmikan, Vetzel Shlishmikan, Vetzel Shlishmikan, Vetzel. If you can tell me there's no machlokas, and the only thing you're arguing is in terms of the size of the fingers, so you should have said 2, 2, and 2, and Ravin should have said 1 and a third, 1 and a third, 1 and a third. So the fact that he says 1 and a half, 1 and 1 and a half, apparently he requires the size of the seat, of the omed, to be each omed individually to be bigger than the parutz that's in the middle. So Rav Dimi said back to him, one second, Velamai pliginon. Wait, you tell me that there's really there's a machlokas? Well, if that's true, lididi hachim boile lemeimar, then I should have also not said 2, 2, and 2. I should have said something different. Etzbo shnei shlishim mikan, v'etzbo shnei shlishim. I should have said 1 2/3 on each side of this, and the space being 2 2/3. That would have clearly said that if you the two sides combine, right? Because 1 2/3 plus 1 2/3 is quick math. Maybe 3 1/3, and that is bigger than the middle when he said it is 2 2/3. That would have said that if you have more space, more side than space when you combine them, that would be then that works. Mistama, from the fact that Rav Dimi said 2 2 and 2, that's not what he was trying to prove. Rather, if you tell me there is a machlokes, that's beparutz ba'omed. The beparutz ke'omed pagina, that when it's equal, that meaning the machlokas is when the empty space is equal to each wall. So according to Rav Dimi, which says it's 2, 2, and 2, so that's going to be considered as if it's closed up, and then it's going to be an ol. According to Ravin, he would say if it's equal, so then that's not considered to be closed up, and therefore Ravin had to say it was 1.5, 1 and 1.5, with the space being 1 and the walls being 1.5. Right, and that's why, because Ravin says that if they were all equal, then they would not necessarily form the contiguous ohel over the mace. All right.